My name is Markus Held, Group Vice President for BASF, responsibility for the North American AgChem, non-crop, and Canadian business.
Well, let's talk about one of your great successes in North America, and that's Headline. Of course, it is just a great success story. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Now, I believe the team has done a great job in launching Headline in 2004 with focus on traditional crops, so wheat, peanuts, potatoes. We then moved on to soybeans, to some extent focusing on yield, but then got a little bit detracted from the soybean rust scare, which at the end of the day really didn't happen in most of the soybean growing geographies. And we've started to work with Headline in corn about 3 years ago, a lot of tests, about 2,000 side-by-side trials. First real commercial use in 2006, and what I would consider a major breakthrough and success in 2007, with more than 7 million acres treated in this past season.
Now, you mentioned soybean rust, and it is still alive and kicking. I know I just reported, because I report in the southeast, and that's really where it's. So are you still going to be marketing Headline as far for rust, especially in the southeast?
Yeah, sure. We will continue to develop Headline in soybeans. We clearly see a more stable market opportunity in the southern part of the U.S., Now, whether soybean rust is really going to move further up in the core soybean-growing geographies remains to be seen. Now, I've seen soybean rust in Brazil, in Paraguay, Bolivia, and in Argentina when it really hit in 2003, 2004. So it's a pretty devastating disease. It has taken some time there as well to develop. Clearly, the U.S. conditions are slightly different from the Latin American planting and growing conditions. So in that respect, we will focus on the yield aspects in soybeans, which is a stable and a sustainable business model. And if soybean rust appears, we'll be ready with our offering to help farmers to control this disease.
Well, especially in this last year with the more crops going into biofuels, we're seeing a lot more acreage in corn and soybeans in the southeast. So this could be a really good market for Headline.
Definitely. I think the overall hike in the commodity prices, whether that is corn, soybean, wheat, has helped farmers to focus on yield and also the willingness to spend fungicide investments in order to control their crop, but also to increase yield and productivity of their crop. So that environment is clearly favorable for our business, not only for this year, we also see it for at least the foreseeable short-term future as a very positive driver for the agriculture in North America.
Mm-hmm. So where else can soybean, Headline go? You've got it. What's the future for Headline?
Now we see in what we call the traditional crops, especially in wheat, still significant growth potential, especially if wheat prices are north of $9 per bushel. And if you look at the corn opportunity, right now we have less than 10% of the available acres treated, so there's about 90% growth potential, which of course is a huge opportunity midterm.
What about specialty crops? I have a lot of specialty crops in the part of the country that I cover. What is BASF doing in that area?
Now, historically, we were a small player in specialty crops, but with the introduction of fungicides, and here we talk about Pristine, basically, which is a mixture of F500, the compound of Headline, plus another innovative chemistry. We've started to ramp up our efforts for specialty crops. We've also increased our resources, our focus for specialty crops, and we have, in the meantime, a dedicated team to focus on tree nuts, vines, on the value chain strategy, especially in California, and we see great opportunities with our current franchise in specialty crops. What we miss is a nice and exciting insecticide, which would really help us to complement our portfolio.
All right, very good. Thank you very much. Okay.